to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
Boats are made to be in water, just as long as water doesn't get in the boat. Likewise, the church was made to live in the world, but she must be careful not to let the world live in her. Corinth was a powerful church in a perverted city, but some of the city's perversions had permeated the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul confronts the contamination. He begins by acknowledging the good that existed in Corinth. Despite their sin, the Corinthians were still saved. They also possessed spiritual gifts. Later, Paul will correct the abuses that were occurring with these gifts, but he never discourages their use. The Corinthian church was a divided church. Cliques had crystallized around favorite teachers. Baptism had also become a barrier to unity. Sadly, methods of baptism still divide the church, yet it's not that big a deal. Dunking is not worth dividing. The emphasis in Paul's ministry was on preaching the gospel, not baptizing. The Jews were impressed with power, the Greeks with philosophy. The cross and the church are an affront to both. That an almighty God would subject himself to death appears foolish, even wimpish in the eyes of man. God has gone out of his way to save us in a manner that insults our pride. And look who he's chosen to be his followers. Not the earth's elite, but the outcast. He saved the worst to show off his grace. He's chosen us to show just how low his grace will go.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.